Kum len a black and mortar book of Chavzayin Omer Aleph. Very good. Mishnah. When it comes to the kmitza by a mincha, mi'uta, even a little bit is missing. The top of the page, Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, Chav Zayin, even a little bit is missing. Ma'akev is rubai, prevents you from being yaitzev in the entire mincha. Isorin, you have to have one isorin. Mi'uta, even the slightest amount is missing. Me'akev is rubai, ma'akev. Remember, we had before, if a gargul shalmelech, a little salt thing over there falls in, ready, a grain of salt, it ruins the whole thing. Hayayin, wine, miyuta, when it comes to the Nesachim, you have to pour wine, the Torah says, you know, a third of a hin, or a quarter of a hin, and so on, or a half a hin. Miyuta, your slightest amount missing, ma'akev as rubes, ma'akev the rev, because you need to have all of these shiurim. Hashem, in the oil, miyuta, ma'akev as rubes, oil, even a miyut, it prevents you from being yitzhi the rev. Hasoilis, flour, Hashem, and oil, these are two ingredients. For mincha, ma'akvin zezeh, if one of them are missing, they're not yitzhi. These are also two things that you need for an average mincha. You need to do a kmitza, and you also need to put a levoin on top of it. Also prevent you from being yaitza. Says the Gemara, my time on each one of them. How do you know? Oh, my God, it says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, maloi kumtzoi has to be a full hand, and it says from the flour and the oil, everything, so it has to be full. It says today zimah twice, which means it's ma'akiv. Isarim yutim ma'akev. When it comes to the isarim, the measure, the slightest amount of the missing is ma'akev. It's ruba in my time. Oh, makro. It says, and this is very possible. When it says a handful or scoopful, it says mesolso umishamna, from the flour, and we say from the oil, she'im chaser kosher, from all of its flour. And if anything is missing, it's no good, because it's like an extra hay misalsa. Because it's mesolus psula. Hayayim yutim ma'akev. Ruby wine, a little bit is missing. The whole thing is ma'akev. Well, how do we know that? Because it says in the pasuk, it says kocha. It says this is how you should do to a shoyid, and it talks about over there the nesachim, and so therefore, because it says kocha means this is how it should be done. Another way. Hashem and oil miyutim ma'akev. Ruby the minchas nesachim. That again, it says kocha. And my minchas dover says umishamna, from its oil. So because it says twice, and we know by kachim, anything it says twice means that it's ma'akiv. Shim chasa kosher psula. Hashem and vahasoilus ma'akiv, that oil and flour are ma'akiv each other. How do I know that? It says in pasuk misalsa umishamna, and then it says later on also by the other minchas it says megirsa umishamna, which means also from the flour and its oil. It says twice, from the flour and its oil. So we see that you need both, flour and oil. Any one of them missing, it is possible. Hakoymit v'alavoyne, ma'akvah zezeh. You need the scoop and you need the levoyne. It says in the pasuk, it says from the oil and the flour and the oil. I'll call levoynosa. This is added on to the levoyne. And then it says, v'es kol ha'levoyne. Asher l'mincha, it says twice, you need levoyne. Anything it says twice, repeated twice, means it's ma'akiv. Mishnah. Just like these. Yes, we just went through, just to bring the, because in by kachim, different than other dinim, if it says only once, it doesn't mean it's ma'akev. It means this is how it should be done. Because the Gemara brought that from here. It just came from here. It says in Mishnah, Shnei Se'ida Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, you have to have two seers, two goats, and Azazel, and one from the base of Middash. Ma'akev is there, one without the other is ma'akev. Shnei Kivsei Atzedes, when it comes to Shavuos, you have to have two lambs. Ma'akev is there, one is ma'akev, the other one. Beis chalas ma'akvas azul. You need two chalas and then ma'akv each other. Shnei zedorim by your lechem upon him. You need two rows of six ma'akvas azeh. Then ma'akv each other. Shnei vazichin by the lechem upon him. You have two spoonfuls there of the lavoina. If it's one of them is missing, ma'akvas azeh. The other one's also no good. Can't just bring one up and say I'll eat the six loaves that this is attached to. Tag two. As dorin v'abasvichin ma'akvas azeh. If you have the 12 loaves of bread but you don't have the bazichin, you cannot eat it. Beis minim shebenozir. By a nozir, you have the two kinds of minim. You have a matzah, you have chalos, and then you have also flat ones, or gimel shebeporah. The three the things that are porah, which is the cedar tree and the hyssop, and so on. The three things, and the dalet shebetayder, the four kinds of matzah by tayder, the dalet shebelulav, and the four different minim by a lulav. All of these prevent, if you're missing any of these minim, it's ma'akiv. Va'arba should be mitzayda, and the four by mitzayda. Let's see what that is ma'akiv zezeh. They're all ma'akiv each other. And v'shiva hazoi shebapora, by a potter you have to sprinkle seven times. Towards the elmoyed ma'akva zuzu. And zayin hazoi, if you're only one, if you're missing any of them, all of them are possible. Zayin hazoi shall be in a badim, the seven spray that you sprinkle, between the badim by the oran inside the koyroshim, shala pareches that you sprinkle on the pareches, shal mizbeach hazoi you sprinkle, ma'akva zuzu. If any of them are missing, it's ma'akiv.
Interesting the way the
the order.
With the Seirim and then go back.
Yeah, I don't know the order. Excuse me. Right where it says Gemara, middle of the page. Nothing where we'll go through all them. Shnei Seirim Yom Kippur Makav Hazeh, the two goats Yom Kippur Makav each other. Chuka, because it says in the pasuk chuka. So this should be a chukas oilam. So chuka means a makiv. Shnei kifse yatze.
So if you only have one goat, you just don't do the
you have nothing. Yeah, you have to get another one. Maybe if they had a machleg, you start. You have to, if you want to get lost, you have to get two new ones. Just one new. Shnei kifse yatze is the shavu as makiv as there. Why? Because it says over there kodesh yiyu l'Hashem. Yiyu means how it should be. Havoya shtei chalas by two chalas as well. It says havoya. It says over there yiyu as well. It says there, it says Taviyu Lechet Ruvashtayim, it says Taviyu, so therefore it says that's how it has to be. Chukka, Shnei's Dorim, by Shnei's Dorim, by the Lechem Aponim Hainus has to be, because it says Chok Oilam, it's a Chok. Shnei Bazichin, it says in the same place, it says Chukka, Chok Oilam. It says there, this is how it should be, because Yerushmuch and Chok Lashem, Chok Oilam. Vabazichin bazichim. Sorry, hazdorim vabazichin. Haino ini bold. Again, it says chukka. Everything about lechem aponi that the Torah says, it says chok oilim. So the word chok goes on all of them. So every aspect of it is ma'akif. Shnei minin shebe nozir. How do you know the two minin by a nozir? The chesiv, it says kein yasa. So these are the laws of a nozir that you should do. Kein yasa. I'll tell you, this is how you have to do it. So exactly, if you follow exactly the prescription of the Torah. Gimel shebe parah, the three by parah, it says there's chukas atoida by parah dumas. So know exactly how it has to be done. Abor shebe atoida, the four different matzah, by atoida the iskis, the nozir, compared to nozir, the chesiv, it says, al zevach toida shlomov. Talks about a nozir, and he uses the word toida. So therefore, they have the same thing by nozir, v'amamah, shlomov, l'rabba, shalmi nozir, and just by nozir, everything's makiv, so to hear, everything's makiv. Abor shebe atoida, the chesiv, it says, zois tia, toida shebe atoida, it says zois tia. Again, you have to follow exactly. It says lekachtem lekicha tama. It says you have to be complete. I mean, all 4 minutes. If you only had the lulav and the hadas and the rovers, no esseg in adyetze, or any of them are missing in adyetze. You need all four. Amrachom rova leishanu elish einli. When do we say that you're not yetz if you don't have it all? Avul yeshle if you have, but you just didn't tie them together and you'll do the lulav in the morning, the esseg lunchtime, and so on and so forth. Eim akvis na makif. Mace, I'll ask you a question. Dalad minim shabal lulav, the 4 minim by lulav, beis mehen, ois and peidus. Two of them bear fruit, which is the esrig, and the lulav comes from a fruit bearing tree, from a palm date tree, right? So therefore they both bear fruit. Fruit bearing tree?
Yeah, date?
Yeah.
Has to be a date palm.
That's right. Ubeis mehem ain ois and peidus, too, that don't make fruits out of, and the hadas don't come from a fruit bearing tree. Ha ois and peidus yield is cooking, lisha ain oisin. That even though these are the lulav and the esek come from fruit bearing trees, they require the hadas and arava to be yaitse. Usha ain ois and peidus, and the hadas and arava ye is cooking, lisha need these ones, ois and peidus. Then Adam Yaitse de Chavasi Behen, you're not Yaitse, Achie, Kulabagud Echas. You're not Yaitse until they're all bound together. You just said that if they're all around, they're all extant. Doesn't matter when you do each one. It says, Mephadish, you have to do them all together. The Chain likewise, Yisro Bahatzah, when the Yidin are fasting because they want it to rain or they want something to help. Interesting Gemara, how it puts it in there together with the lulav, which is exactly the word that says, you know, the sichas and the medrash, that, you know, the lulav represents, you know, the different kinds of categories of Eden, and they're all bound together, and that's, you see, I'm surprised, I never see quoting the second half of the Braisa, which Lechayla says exactly that. Just like when you fast, you saw Bahatzah, Adje Kulam Agudachas. All the Eden have to be together. And good echas. And the Shinemar says, Haboine b'shemayim al loisav. He built in heaven. He said, Gudosei al erjesodah. And it has to be bound together. They have to all be tied together. And erjesodah. Rashi says it means tzaddikim u'rishoyim. And Rashi says, very interesting. Rashi says tzaddikim u'rishoyim because similar to a fruit bearing tree and a non fruit bearing tree. The fruit bearing trees are tzaddikim. They bear fruits. They have maisim tovim. And the rishoyim are like non fruit bearing trees, barren trees. They don't have any maisim tovim. So just like the. It's amazing, Rashi. This is Mamash, exactly what it says. Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's why it's not working so well. We'll have a Gemara Krista that, you know, you need. The famous word that Kiva Eger once was, sorry, Kiva Eger once looking for a minion, and there was a guy there was a Mechal Shabbos, and there was 10 people there, including the Mechal Shabbos. Kiva Eger didn't want to include him. And he's looking for 11th person. So the guy said, the Chelbana was one of the Samamonim, and the Chelbana had terrible fragrance. So Kivek said, that's why there was 11 Samamonim.
Oh, he knew that information.
Yeah.
I hadn't touched the end of the Rashi there. Good, I thought Sadiq Kimura Shem.
Look at that. It's amazing Rashi, Bahatsa. Because this is always say the Medrash and Sichas, it's right here in the Gemara, and Rashi. Rashi Bahatsa, you say Rashi Bahatsa. Kishahim is Ani, when they fast, Ein Enin. There will be no response, Achi Yikulun Ba'guda Echas, until all the Eden are bound together. Who are all these Eden? Tzadikim, Urashayim, Dum Yedo Oisin, Ve'ein Oisin Pedis. Compared to the Lulav and the Esig who bear fruits, that's a Tzadikim, and the Arav and the Hadar, so who don't bear
fruits. But if you don't have them all together.
That's right, you need bound together.
Here is the rule of an hour to teach you what you have to do in another circumstance. What we say is we take these types of people and we say that they're the rule of an hour.
But that's what Rashi's doing. Rashi's comparing. Yeah, I understand.
It's two different starting points.
Okay, true. The main word is al eretz yisodi. You want to establish thing al eretz, you have to be all these are bound together. The famous word, the word tzibur, is tzadik bein yivirosha. Or tzadikim bein yivirashayim. Everyone has to be included. The Tanya, everything about the Tanayi. So your question is, you have to have them all bound together. It's a machlokes Tanayim. The Tanya, we learned, lulav, bein agud, bein shein agud, kosher. A lulav, whether it's tied, not tied, it's kosher. You know, I mean, agud, kosher, if it's tied, it's kosher. So we see some machlokes if you have to be, if tying is ma'akiv or not. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda, God may learn, kicha, ma'agud is ezav. Just like ma'agud is ezav. It's the ma'agud that tie together, afkar of here also, says, l'kach to l'chem, it's also ma'agud. Rabbonu l'gamli, kicha, kicha. Who follows the following braiser? According to Yehuda's Makiv, according to Chum, you have to tie them together. All the time you learn lulav mitzvah la'agdai, but la'agdai kosher. Come on, who's that go kosher? Yehuda la'agdai my kosher. He holds the Makiv. You have to. I need a bun of my mitzvah. Says more loyal than a bun of my mitzvah. Which was a kelev on veyu, not alt mitzvah lulav, but best way. The amazing taste is here, which we don't have it in sukkah. Look, we'll just do the first three lines. Lekachtem lekicha tama. You see, taste there. We learn from the Kicha Tamba that you have to have all four minim bound together. Says Tosis, Yesh Meforshim, there's an opinion. The Beyoim Beis on the second day of Sukkot, Sagi Bechad Medalad Minim. You don't need all four. Umevodich on the Tilus Lulu, Kimai Esig. Just like an Esig. The Shari Chosiv, Labin Tama. Since you tell me the Vart that you need all four minims, the word Lekachtem Lechem. And you need to kicha tamba, you need all four minim. So, and yet we know that in the second day, if the esek isn't perfect, it's still kosher. It's only the first day that we're machmir, and the second means second beyond. So the same thing is, you don't need dal minim. If you don't have an esek, the other days you eat and you make a bracha. Isn't that pretty amazing? Ela b'yem rishon. Uldivrem b'yem sheni tizgul sheitel ech b'shvil kulam. You hear this? You take one and you yates everything. In other words, what he's saying, Tesh is saying here is that these people hold that the first day when you have the tzaddik and the bein and shame all bound together, you have such a strong influence, there's no shame left. So everyone is now on the same madrega and therefore one is enough. You don't have to need any more four madregas. But yes, Mefarshim. Are those obviously that are shinim who pask in this way? Tesh argues. He holds something up. But that's not the point. I think it's an amazing opinion and what's more amazing? This Tesh is not a sukkah. You would think that such a tesis would be in Masechet Sukkah. You know, cause that's where the subject is. No, it's a Menachas Avchav Zayin. Go find it. Okay.
Interesting. It feels like Yeah. You do need lekicha tamei.
Yeah, because yeah, because yeah, I'm, you don't want to go through all the cases. Yeah. Yeah.
The lochem is on.
We had that in Luva Gozel. The Gemara says clearly. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Luva Shol is mutter the other days. Lekach lechem is only the first day. That's what they, but certain psulim, as Taisa explains in the very first, in the first Amud in the bottom, certain psulim are relevant throughout the entire sukkah, and certain ones we dispense with. And Taisa explains what the rules are.
All the things listed in here are relating to karbanos. I mean, maybe Mitzvah is not, but that's the only one that's
yeah,
it's like yeah, stuck in the middle. And I'm sure there are other things too.
It's a little bit out of place here, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. But it's nothing else.
Yeah. But we had before, yeah, carbon, not a carbon. We had to remember, lava vidhi, we had different things, yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
We have a swara that it was a shlomi.
Taste argued the kach and the whatever it is. We won't go into taste it. But interesting, yeah. Bite to the gemara. The seven hazoys by the potter dum is ma'akiv each other, by the potter is ma'akiv each other. Chukka, because it says chukka. Sheva hazoy shabein abadim. The seven hazoys that you spray on the bein abadim. So every time you have to spray it, all them accounts. So by potter dum, you could say the word chukka. By the hazoy shabein abadim on your kippur, or shamizbeach hazov, or shalaparech is ma'akiv zuzu. They all ma'akiv each other. The yom kippurim, ksiv, it says chukka. The park came ashur the pathel no zibos, you have to spray this, that was your chavim, and the time you learned, also the park, kasha, also the park. You should do these part like you did to the part of Yom Kippur. Ma tam loim me lichva, lazo, he used to tell you, shim chisa achim, kama tanu lazo klum, and then you're missing, you're not yet. Tell them what we learned. Sheva hazoyis, we learned, the seven hazoyis, sheva part about part aduma, sha also if you did them. Bein shaloi lishman, you did not do it at the time when you didn't have a mind, the part aduma, he didn't angle it straight towards the base of Midrash. You're supposed to do it on the Midrash. He didn't do it straight angling to the base of Midrash. He did it on an angle, some other direction. Psulis, they're all puzzle. However, they're puzzle. Obifnim, let's say Yom Kippur and Par Koyim Mashiach and the Par Helm Dov we just talked about. That has to be sprayed inside, you know, towards the Pareiches and all that. So those are the rules are different. Ushab Mitzayda, we have to do by the Shah Nikana with the oil of the Mitzayda. Is Shalai Lishman, you didn't do Lishman, Puzzle, Lishman is still vital. You have to have Lishman, you have to have a mind to Chattas or Mitzayda and so on and so forth. But Shalai Mechuvonis, if you, let's say, did not do it, you're supposed to do it, let's say, towards the oil moid, you did not do it in that direction, it's kosher. Because don't say El Neuchach on these things. So we have a. So what we're saying over here is that the Par Aduma you have to do in the right direction as well, but all these other ones, if you do it in a different direction, it's still kosher. Doesn't say Neuchach El Neuchach, it has to be Mamish this way. Pretty much of a time with another Braise that says Mefedish, not so. It says Gabi Par, Shalai Lismam Psulis. You said Par Aduma, if you lay Mechavan, you didn't do it straight, it's possible. Another Braise says it's kosher. How do you learn that? Amar of Chizah, the Abbi's answer, it's a Machlekes Tanaim. Which Tanaim? Like Kasher. The following Tanaim, we're going to go now through a whole braisa between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and then we're going to come to the point about Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Tan, we learned the following. A mechusre kapara, somebody went to the mikveh already, was Tami, went to the mikveh already, already had had a shemesh, the sunset, just didn't bring their kabanas. So the only thing they prevented to do is from eating kachim. And then I'll walk to the base of Midrash. So a mechusre kapara, who's the lowest level of tumah, shenichnasu la'azora, if he entered the courtyard, b'shoigi, you know, not realizing not allowed to walk into the courtyard of the base of Midrash, chayiv chatzit. But maybe he walked in deliberately, onush kardis, gets kardis, because Kol's mind didn't bring his kapara, he's still Tami. So he's still a kaddish, yeah. But ain't tzorich leimer, and of course you have to say tful yom, which is much worse. Tful yom is somebody who didn't even have a head of shemesh yet. The sun hasn't set. If he walks in the base of midrash b'shoygi, brings a carbon, and b'meizid he's chayiv kaddish. V'shar kolat tmeim and all other tmeim. Surely they're worse. We're saying that even the chusir kapar. Then he says.
When you say, is this
on the shkolish because
it's a
tummy? No, the din is a tummy. It's not a possible. A tummy is a person walking
to the base of English. What about other? Can he be a tummy somebody else?
Why not? He's tummy.
You're
talking about Mechusik Kippurim?
Yeah.
No, he's not a tummy.
So the only thing is the Gabi base of
English? Yeah. That's him, yeah. Okay. Utahoidim shenichnasu lefi mechitzasan lehechom. There's the 11 Amos where only it was called Ragla Yisrael. It's or anybody else's tummy or toy that doesn't belong there, that walked into the mechitza, that walked in beyond the mechitza of the hechel, mechitza, which is the mechitza is the area that Yisrael is allowed to walk to. There's 11 Amos, which is the place that Eden walked to, right? Between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. What happened? They walked into the Beis HaMikdash itself, even a toy. No, Yisrael's not walking there. Kulai barboyim, you get 40 malchus if you did it deliberately. What about mi beis lapareiches? What about you walk into the kodesh kedoshim? As soon as you enter the kodesh kedoshim, or al pnei hakapodes, which went much further than that, you walk straight to the aron and you stood there by the bein abadim. So you walk over to the aron. So there are three stages. There's the heichel, there's the kodesh kedoshim, and then they're standing right in front of the aron. Then b'misa, you get misa. So it sounds like once you walk in Kodesh Hashem, you get Misa.
So if you walk in
Kodesh Hashem,
you get Misa. So what's the thing then about
it? You're still singing more talking about it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Heichel Kulai, Umid Beis Laparech. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even if you walk in the Kodesh Hashem, it's only Aboyim. When do you get Misa? V'apneach Apoyim is b'Misa. If you're standing right by the Oren, you made a beeline for the Oren, only then do you get Misa. Okay, says the Gemara, but Mike knows Machlekes. They're arguing this very pasuk. Yoimar Hashem al Moshe, Dabed al Aron Achicha, Va'al Yovei B'choleis al HaKodesh. Now I walk into the Kodesh, which we're going to assume means Heichel. Mibeis L'Apareichis, now I walk into the Kodesh Kodashim. And then it says, Apnei HaKodesh, Al Aron, if you walk into the Apnei HaKodesh, where the Aron is, V'lo Yomus, because you'll die. So the first part starts with the Lav, Al Yovei. The very end is, you'll die. The middle case, which is Beis HaPareichis, we don't know, there's that continuation of Al Yovei, which is only a Lav, you get Malchus, or is that part of the Beis, what do you call it? The Aron, which you get Misa, Al Yomus. That's the Machlekes. Rabbanus, and we'll soon see what causes them to learn, like Moshe's question. Rabbanus, Rabbanu hold, Ela Kodesh B'la Yovei, the Heichel is Malchus, Mibbeis, LaPareichis, B'la Yomus. Then you get killed. But Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds El HaKodesh, Umibbeis, LaPareichis, B'la Yovei. Who doesn't know? Ela Kodesh and Mibbeis, LaPareichis, walking to Kodesh Hashem is on the Yovei. When you get Misa, only Pneka Poydis. So the Gemara, my time is the Rabban. Why do they hold that, no, that Yechai Misa for just walking to Kodesh Kodashim? Because Esau could ask Rabbi Yehuda, because if Rabbi Yehuda is right, then Moshe's question is a valid question. Lichtav Rachman El HaKodesh Pneka Poydis. Just tell us you're not walking to Kodesh Kodashim and you get Misa. Of course, if you walk to Kodesh Kodashim, you get Misa. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you walk to Kodesh Kodashim, you only get a lot. You only get a lot. And right, you only get Misa if you stand by the Aron. So according to the Chacham, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why Bechlal mention just say El HaKodesh, and which is the lav, and then say but Pnei HaKapodesh you get Misa, and therefore I'll know automatically. So what about if you just walked into the Kodesh Kodashim? It's not mentioned. Obviously, it's for the lav, because the only time you get Misa is when you're standing by the Aron. So what's the name of, which is as soon as you walk into the holy room, it's only a lav. I'll know for a kavu chayim. Madach yichayv walking in the heichol. Surely yichayv walking to Yerushalayim. But you won't get mystic because when the Torah says the word v'lo yamus, only al yamus only by the by what do you call pneka paydis. Why do you need it for? Shemamna must be b'misa. Must be to tell you that the misa does not start from Pnei Kapodes, it starts from Beis HaPareichis. As soon as you walk into Kedoshim, you get misa ready. That's the Chacham. Come to the Rebuna says, no, I, that's not a kasha. Because he kosher b'rachmona el ha-kodesh. Everybody said el ha-kodesh. V'loi kosher b'beis ha-pareichis. Have meaning what I would have thought? My kodesh b'beis ha-pareichis. I would have thought the title of the word kodesh is the kodesh Kedoshim. I would have thought you're walking into the heichel, nothing happens to you. If you walk into the Kodesh, Kodesh in this case is relative. Relative to the Pnei Kapodes, the Kodesh is just walking into the room. That's when you get a lav. That's why I tell you to spell it out. I will heichel lav, nami loy, also not. But Rabban said, nah, ahul matzvam, that's not even a havimina. The heichel kuli Kodesh, when it says Kodesh, we know it means the heichel. The shenemar. We have psukim, v'hivdila ha-pareiches lachem, bein ha-kodesh, u-bein kodesh ha-kodashim. So it says clearly that Kodesh means the heichel. Rabbi Yehuda, okay, now let's go to Rabbi Yehuda. My time, but why does he learn that you only get a lav for walking into the Kedoshim? Because Isaac is the Kedoshim Rabbanu. This is Moshe's question. Lichtav Rachman El HaKodesh Bevreiche. Tell us El HaKodesh you get a lav. The Beis HaPareiche is you get Misa. But boy, I'm not going to buy this. If you get Misa for walking into the Holy Room, what is the time you get Misa? You're ready to get High Misa anyway. But I mean, a bit of a and not only that, how can you get to Pnei Kapoilis without first going to the Beis Laparoiches? You already have Chayim Misa. Why does he have to spell it out? Is that right? You're not Chayim Misa until you get to El Pnei Kapoilis. Because I'm not Pnei Kapoilis, Beis Laparoiches, Beis Laparoiches, Beis Laparoiches, only love. So he says over there, no, he agrees over there means Heichel. But that's, he said Kodesh is a loose word. So compared to Kodesh, then Kodesh obviously is Heichel. But when the Tater spells Pnei Kapoilis, but in that same room there's an area before that, then when it says Kodesh, it must mean that area. That's what they're arguing. Is it a vague term, Kodesh? You know, it's a relative term or is it an absolute term?
So when the Torah says I'm dividing, what is the Torah?
Hegel. The Hegel.
Division,
yeah, that's why you have a pareches.
Okay, it's a physical division, yeah. Not necessarily
a halachic division in terms of status. Yeah, but the other halachas that, you know, that you're not allowed to walk into Kodesh Yerushim, you're still not allowed to walk in a kohen. And you can't go.
But
there's no misa.
Yeah. But
this
is a tzalav on
the Yeah, that's right. Exactly. But there's no love to walk into Hegel. It depends who you are. Everything, yeah. But Rabban and Hachi Nami the Lord Tzarich. You're right. You don't have to mention the Oren. Pnei Kapoilis. But hide because I'm not Pnei Kapoilis. You know why? Because it's shaykh to walk in without walking through the front of the room, and therefore, how do you know it's also then? The Mutei Derech Meshupish. Rashi says if you bore a hole in the wall on the sides instead of Mizrach, you know, you're going through the Mizrach instead of going there, you made on the north side or the south side, you dug a hole. Other places you usually say you walked in through the. Through the Aruba, you know, you walk through the skylight. Here, I just said, you made a new door. So, how you know you also then? You were very thick, 5 amas thick, yeah. What actually is another pshat, you went through the right door, but you didn't go a straight line. You went through a zigzag. You went through like a halachsen. We would have thought that maybe that. That when you chayiv misa, if it says pnei kapo, what is that? A pnei kapo, facing the kapoides. So you would have thought it had to be a straight line. If you go in, if you went in a you know a semicircle or something, or you went in a zigzag, maybe not chayiv. That's why Tera tell you they don't walk in. That's what Rabban said. To tell you, Rabbi Yaakov, pnei kapoides, kedma zeh bonav chamok shemel pnei, ain't a pnei kadim. Whenever it says pnei, it means from the east side. So that's what, therefore we need to possibly tell you that no. Rabbi Yehuda the lame makra pnei my el according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let her just say pnei. Why say el? Mishmamina el davka. But Rabbi Yehuda holds. Why does Taka say el? Just say pnei if Rabbanu right. El means the only time you chayiv is if you're standing right next to the oren. If you're not standing right next to the oren, it's only a lav. But Rabbanu el lav davka. The Rabbanu hold el does not mean mamish standing next to. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Pnei Kapoilis Davka. Yeah.
What do you do with Pnei Amizbeach? What does he do with Pnei Amizbeach which you're facing north?
No, that clearly says otherwise. Where it says clearly otherwise? Otherwise. But it says Tam Pnei means Amizbeach. So he said that Pnei Kapoilis is the only one that's Davka you get Misa. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Pnei Kapoilis Davka. The only time you get Misa, nothing else. Vihiza el noichich nami davka. So it says el. So when it says vihiza, you should pray towards that direction. That's what the Gemara now is going to go through the question. You're telling me that when it says el means davka. So when it says by a paradum, it says el. You have to if you have to spray it in that direction, royal moed, it means davka. So if you don't do it in that direction by paradum, it's possible. But the rabbanon hold over here by pnei kapoilis mean el is lav davka. Because they hold, if you walk anywhere in the room, you're chayiv misa. It says El Kapoilis, I mean Dafke El Kapoilis, anywhere. So, same thing by Paradum, it says El. Of there has to be Neuchach, it's Lav Dafke. Even in a different direction, you're still chayiv. That's kosher. That's the machlekes. But that's getting to the point that we said before, machlekes tanoim. But Rabban, with the Hosn Lav Dafke, Chanam Lav Dafke. Maskab is Abiyuda, with the El Dafke, El Neuchin Lav Dafke. So, I'm asking questions. You're telling me that the only time you're chayiv is according to Rabbi Lezman Yaakov is if you're standing mamish. By Rabbi Yehuda, Dafki standing by the Pnei Kapoilis, El the Migdash Sheni Lahavi Or Kapoilis Hachinam Love It Azoyes. It says in Pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is Dafke. So you have to spray towards the Oren. He's saying El means Dafke to the Oren. There's no Oren there. So how do you spray in Yom Kippur? And we know they went through the whole ritual in the second base of Migdash, the first base of Migdash. How does that work out? Hachinam Love It Azoyes. Says the pasuk v'chiper. Says the pasuk v'chiper es migdash hakodesh. So we dash. What's migdash hakodesh? A place that is holy. Not just you need the furniture there. Just the site itself is holy. Makom hamekudesh lekodesh. Even though the order is not there anymore, this is the place that was designated to be holy. Therefore, it's holy. even though you spray it, even though it's not Aron. Yeah, and here's a curtain.
Which means directly.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but I'm attracted. Yeah. Rava ma, Rava says, you say it's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Why in one place it says, if loim the chavanis. And so on, it's puzzle, not puzzle. And one place says, loim the chavanis, puzzle. Another place says, kosher, and you say, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. I'll say, no, hava Rabbanan. Depends which, what do you mean, different direction? If you did it in the right general direction, but you didn't hit at the door, you went a little bit on an angle, but you still did it from east to west, that's all right. Then that's the brayzah's kosher. Va'adi, and you sprayed. But if you're going totally different direction, instead of east and then west, you were going north and south, then that's not when you're not yotze. Amamai said before, let's go to the Mishnah, it says before in the brayzah as well. And those kabbanas that have to be done inside, or should be inside, is shaloi lishman posel. Shaloi mechavanas is kosher, if loy lishman is posel. But time another brayzah, bench even loy lishman, bench the chavanas, shaders, another brayzah that even loy lishman is kosher. How? Who's that? I'm Rabbi Yisrael Kasha. Har Rabbi Lezer, Har Rabbanon. Rabbi Lezer, we had in Zvachim the Makish Ashram Lchatz. Remember, we had Chatz was an exceptional carbon, and so carbon Pesach, that if you did it Loy Lishman, you're not Yitzah. And all the carbonates, even the Loy Lishman, you're Yitzah, actually not Yitzah, you can eat it, it's a good carbon, just not all of the Bailim. Rabbi Lezer says, no, I hold that Kachatz Ka Ashram, that Ashram has the same thing like a Chatz. And for Chatz, Loy Lishman is possible, so too in Ashram. So that's this is exactly the Machlekes. Rabbi Lezer, the Makish Ashram Lchatz, Rabbi Lezer holds that you compare an Ashram to Chatz. Some makish nami loig la ashram. So we compare mitzayda, the loig of a mitzayda to an ashram. And if you have loig lishman, it's possible. Rabbanon who not makish, so therefore it's not figuring about it. So Rabbi Lezer, it comes out. This is a hekish teaching another hekish. The whole din of an ashram you learn out is from a chata through a hekish. And now you want to learn loig mitzayda from an ashram. And we had a rule in Zvachim, you can't have something to learn Dovah Lama hekish, cannot be melamed on hekish. But Rabbi Lezer, Dovah Lama hekish, Chazim Lama hekish, Elam Rabbi Havah Rabbanon. Depends, Kan Lahakshir. And kan lahartzes. There's one thing is to be machshe is kosher. The carbon is kosher, but to say that the mitzvah now has been forgiven and he can go back to Klal Yisrael, that he didn't do because loy lishman. So it depends what we're talking about over here. When we say kosher, it means that the hazois were kosher and that you can eat the leftover.
Correct.
That's right, and you can eat the leftover oil. You can eat that and so on and so forth because the leftover oil of a mitzvah can be eaten and so on. But it's not mechaper. We'll stop thinking tomorrow.